Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Today on the podcast, we have Rebecca Gregerson. She had an entrepreneurial spirit all of her life from the early days of setting up business in her closet. She graduated from the University of San Diego with a degree in communications and art history. Her love for art and thirst for a fast-paced business world brought her to a position as a project manager for an art consulting agency. Shortly after learning the ropes, she began working independently on large hotel and resort projects, which she continued to do for the next 15 years. The industry changed quite a bit over time, and so did she. So she began to seek out her next career move. She decided to focus her experience on more personal, home-based level and started an art consulting business. Around the same time, she started to scratch her entrepreneurial itches to bring to fruition a few technology-based organizational tools that she felt would be more helpful to busy people like herself, the first of it being an app called My Proxy Fox.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Nicole.
And today we are chatting with Rebecca, and I'm super excited to have her on. I met Rebecca in the Boss Mom Academy, and she has this amazing, amazing tool called My Proxy Fox. We want to dig in and chat with her about how that came to be. So, Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about what that kickstart moment was? What really brought you to start thinking about creating this app and seeing a need for it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. I've been a big fan of the podcast for a long time, so I'm really excited to be here. You know, there have been a lot of kickstart moments for me, I would say, in my entrepreneurial career. Some that kind of stand out to me are early on in my career when I was not doing anything related to the app. I was in an art consulting career. I got let go from a position, and it was a real, like, unknown, uncharted territory for me. I had never experienced anything like that. I, you know, had success in my role. I just, I was working remotely and kind of an extra outside expense for the company, and they just decided that it wasn't going to be right for them anymore. So they FedExed me a letter and they told me that we were done. And it really kind of, I mean, it startled me so much. I felt like one of those moments where you're just kind of frozen in time. And, you know, I mean, there's no denying it. It hurts. You know, you can't help but take it personally. Even though most of the time in business it isn't. So I just kind of wanted to, like, crawl in my own little hole, and I was really thinking about just leaving the industry altogether. And I had a conversation with a client of mine, and she just really reminded me about how hard I had worked and how I had built up my experience and my relationships over the years, and just that that was too valuable to let go. And it was in that moment that I really realized kind of like how all of those past experiences, every job, everything that you've ever done, really kind of build this foundation for who you are. And, you know, she really kind of drove it into me that they needed me. And so I decided to kind of just branch off on my own and do my own, you know, art consulting business. And that kind of was my first gateway into entrepreneurship. In terms of the app, there are so many experiences in my life, as there are in most people's lives, that you find yourself in a situation where you're scrambling at the last minute to get somewhere where you need to be. And so many things need to be handled in your absence. And, you know, there have been times when I've had to leave home and be gone for a long period of time indefinitely. We have had family emergencies that this has happened. We had, you know, a very unexpected death in the family. We had both my children are adopted, and in those situations, you have to kind of be ready to just pick up and leave in the middle of the night as if you were going to labor. But most often, it's in another city across the country, and you have to leave everything behind, and you ultimately don't know how long you're going to be gone for. So, you know, my situations were maybe a little bit extreme, but ultimately, we all have times, even if it's as simple as a date night, where we need to leave. And I just felt like there needed to be a tool out there that could make that easier on people. So I just, you know, I felt like there was nothing out there, and that kind of entrepreneurial bug inside of me just wouldn't go away. And so I decided to create it.
So tell us a little bit about what My Proxy Fox is. I know what it is. And I know we let Nicole know what it is, but let our listeners know what exactly is My Proxy Fox.
So what it basically is it's a list app that prompts you to input all the nuances and details of how you take care of things and manage things at home on a regular basis. So for example, if you want to talk about your pets, you know, where is your dog food kept? How many times a day do they get fed? How many times a day do they get walked? Are there any special things you need to know about how they behave on a walk? Where is the leash? Where are the extra poop bags? All of the details that, you know, when you're picking up and getting ready to leave on a vacation or a business trip or anything, you know, you don't always think of, because they're programmed into your mind. You're doing them every day. But what we do is within the app, we ask you all those questions in our list templates, and you can answer them so that the information is stored and documented and ready to go at a moment's notice. So when the time comes where you actually have to leave your dog in someone else's care, it's all there at your fingertips. You basically, with the click of a list and inputting someone's contact information, you can share it with them within the app, or you can email them the complete list of all the details. So the beauty of it really is in the details. We worked really hard to try and cover everything we could think of that would need to be kind of covered when you're gone. And the purpose of this is to obviously let you leave home stress-free, whether it be some kind of emergency situation you're dealing with, a work business kind of trip, a vacation that you want to relax on. You can actually be in the moment because you know that things are being taken care of at home. And then on the flip side, you're really empowering your caregivers to do a great job for you. I mean, people don't, first of all, especially hired people, like, you know, hired pet sitters or home sitters or anything like that, they want to do the best job they can. They're actually being employed by you. But even your family and your friends and neighbors and the people that care about you, they don't want to be texting you questions. They don't want to be bugging you while you're gone. So it really empowers them to have all the information they need to do a great job for you and just kind of keep the whole process seamless.
I love that, because I always feel like when you're getting ready to leave on a trip, whether it's a vacation or business or whatever it is, and you're making those lists, whenever I make those lists, I feel like I'm forgetting something. And right. Then the entire time I'm preoccupied with, what did I forget? What am I not thinking about? You know, it's unnerving to leave, especially if it's like your kids or your animals or something where it's a living, breathing being. You want to make sure that everything is taken care of and all bases are covered. So I love that the app takes you through those prompts and kind of is like, hey, did you remember to add this? Do they need to know about this? Because then you can rest assured that you haven't forgotten anything.
Absolutely. It's so true. And, you know, I mean, the beauty of it is that it can, you kind of do the work up front by inputting all of that and answering all those questions, but then it's there. And of course you have to make updates and edits here and there. But for the most part, you know, it's so much easier when you're getting ready to leave. Even if it's something as simple as going on a date night, you share the information with your babysitter, and there she is. He or she has got all the contact info for the, you know, nearest hospital and the police and the doctors and any kind of allergy information and just everything right there. So you can actually so quickly and easily share all that, you know, have some peace of mind and not be kind of frantically down at the last minute.
Yes, definitely. So I want to ask you, I want to get back to the business side of things. Now that we've shared what the app is about and how amazing it is. So when you first thought, okay, I want to make this app, what were some of the things that you went through? Who did you turn to find answers and where did you find the answers? I mean, there's a lot of people who say, I want to create an app, but the next thing is I have no idea where to start.
For sure. I mean, honestly, I did it on a very limited shoestring budget. I just used some of my savings. It was something that I had worked in my career for a long time. And like I said, kind of always had that entrepreneurial, vibe about me. I knew I would do something else. So I just decided that I was going to give it a try and I was going to do it in the most economical way possible. So I found a developer here in San Diego. We have an event called San Diego Startup Week, and I'm sure that most cities, have this. And if they don't, I mean, doing the research online too can be super valuable. Like if you kind of immerse yourself in the entrepreneurial world and the startup world, you can really, really very easily, as both of you know from all the different groups we're in, connect yourself with the right people. So I was able to do that physically here, but it can be done virtually as well. I highly recommend getting on Skype calls, getting on Zoom calls to develop that relationship, make it feel more personal rather than just, be emailing back and forth. But it worked out for me that the person, the developer I decided to go with after doing some research and going through a few different companies, what I liked about him was that he had a passion for startups. That's what brought him to that event in the first place, and kind of bringing ideas to life. Whereas there are a lot of developers out there that, I guess, just they put their own stamp on it and they speak a little bit of a different language. And he was really willing to, work with me and tweak and change and modify from the perspective of the ideal client, essentially, which is me, because there were certain things that to him, from a developmental standpoint, made total sense. And to me, I was like, what? That doesn't make sense at all. Somebody who's using this is going to find much more importance in this or this or this. One specific example was it was very important to me that the lists were in a certain order, especially for something like childcare. I mean, the top things on the list needed to be the emergency contact, the pediatrician, allergy issues, any of that stuff, all the screen time allowances and other details we thought of were not supposed to be at the top. And I just, it kept reversing itself. The list kept reversing itself. And I was like, no, we can't have it like this. So finding someone who's really, really willing to listen to you, I think is extremely important. And that goes across the boards. I mean, I would say that was the most, that was the most divisive relationship in terms of being on just two totally different sides of the thought process. But, it's important also with all of your other aspects like branding and website and, even something as simple as your brand shots that you have to take. I mean, to have sort of a connection with people is really what kind of drives forward the success.
I love that you were able to find a app developer that was willing to listen. And this is just from my experience in the startup world and having dealt with a handful of developers and designers that strictly deal with apps. It can be pulling teeth sometimes to get them to see your point of view from the customer standpoint or the user standpoint, because their brains are so, they function on a different wavelength sometimes as to what they think is going to be best. And sometimes they can't see it. So I love that you were able to find someone who was willing to work with you, not only with the app, but within everything that has kind of come from it. What inspires you on a daily basis to kind of keep everything going? Because when it does come to app development, it can get difficult sometimes.
Yeah, it definitely can, for sure. I would say one of my biggest inspirations is my children, and that doesn't just apply to this part of the business, the app, but it really applies to my career in general, and kind of drives me forward through the harder days. Because, you know, developing the app, like you said, I mean, brains are wired so differently with different people, and to kind of be able to have those really long detailed conversations wasn't always the most fun. So I really look to them, and I think about how important it has always been to me for them to have a strong, successful role model in their mom, female role model, I should say, because I feel like there's just not enough of them out there. I think today, the day we're recording, it's International Women's Day. And I think it's so meaningful to celebrate and honor the hard work of women, because it's just, we're coming from a different place. We are, you know, really thriving and driving our careers forward with all the determination that men do. But at the same time, in the back of our minds and our hearts, we've got all these things, other things and other things going on in our lives that we're focused on too. So we really have to do a lot of multitasking. And, you know, I just felt like it was important for my kids to always look up to that and to see their mom, you know, chasing her dreams, you know, not just kind of following the traditional path, but, you know, but thinking creatively and following through and finding success. So that's usually what kind of drives me on the tough days.
I was just going to say, it's great to see that your inspiration comes from your kids, because you're also then empowering them to go after their own dreams. You're not necessarily doing a job that you think you have to do because that's what you were told to. You're kind of showing them that if you really do have a dream and a passion and a drive to do something, no matter what happens after you're done with school or anything like that, you can do whatever you want as long as there's heart behind it. And yeah. I think that's a great message to kind of instill in your children early on and every day.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, it's really important for them to see, it's just, I don't know, I think it really expands the mind so much too. So it's just always been important for me to be that influence for them.
Who have been some of actually the biggest influencers for you when it comes to what you're doing, not only with the app, but with your career in general, because you have so many different things going on?
I do. You know, it's... It's a funny question. As much as I hate to admit it, which I kind of do, it was probably the first boss I had in my really solid career job. I was hired as an art consultant, and wow, I mean, this woman, she was like the Devil Wears Prada in real life. No kidding at all. She was really, really tough to work for. And it was rare for someone to stick around, very rare. I can tell you that I went home crying night after night after night. It was just, I know that sounds miserable, and it was miserable in the moment, but something about the situation, you know, made me feel like I was in the right place. And you know, I was young, I was just out of college and just met my husband, and, you know, he would be like, just leave. I mean, we were young enough to where it didn't really totally matter. Like, why would you put yourself through this every day? And I was like, I need to be here. I know I need to be here. And so I kind of fought my way through the time, and little by little gained her respect, and, you know, did quite well in that company. But the most important part about that was the lessons that I learned. And that was, you know, I mean, they were kind of endless. I mean, for like time management and hard work were integral and for sure huge, huge learning experiences there. But also just relationships and the importance in business of dealing, the fact that you're going to deal with all different types of people, people that are great, people that are warm, and people that are not. So it really shaped me for sure who I am. I mean, there was a healthy fear, but ultimately I grew tremendously from that experience. And I think that built the foundation for me being able to sort of springboard first in my art consulting career and then, you know, into doing the app and to my other business in art and decor. So it just, you know, it was a difficult time in my life, but I would say definitely the most influential.
I think that's amazing. You're like a young Anne Hathaway. And now where you are now, you're kind of like the end result of what everyone probably hoped she would actually become after working for, you know, the Devil Wears Prada lady.
Yeah, exactly. It was hysterical. Like the things were so strange. Like I would come into work and my whole desk would be like rearranged or something. Like she was such a control freak. All the craziest things happened. But you know, if you could get past that, I learned a lot. And like I said, you know, everybody else quit, so I had to do it. And I just got kind of thrown into, you know, some really awesome situations that were well beyond my experience level at the time. But, you know, I was out there traveling all over the place, you know, installing artwork in hotels, and I barely even knew what I was doing, but I knew I needed to figure it out quickly or I was going to pay.
Well, and I think too, it lends to, because you had those experiences so early on, the next steps that you were taking in your career, they weren't difficult because you've already dealt with that kind of difficult aspect of being thrown into things. So you already knew that you got through it once, you can get through it again.
True. And it also solidified the fact that I would much prefer to work for myself. And I do have people that are working for me that, you know, I will treat them like gold.
Yes. Yes. So before we get to the fun closing question, I do have two questions for you that I think our audience would love to know. The first question is, how did you come up with the name for the app?
Well, it was a little bit of the old-fashioned thesaurus way. My original idea for the app was Be Me, because I wanted someone to be me when I couldn't be me. And I kind of started exploring that a little bit. I was, you know, going back and forth in the Boss Mom group with some name ideas. And it just didn't really feel like it flowed very well. I looked up a couple different companies and there was nothing, you know, too similar, but there was one that used Beam, B-E-M-E. So I just kind of felt like it didn't differentiate us enough. And so I just kind of started looking through it. It was funny because the word clone kept coming up. And while the idea is, you know, it's valid, I was like feeling that it was the creepiest thing to call the app. I'm not going to call it cloning myself or anything like that. So proxy was just a word that I fell in love with. I thought that, you know, that was totally it. And just started playing around and my proxy box was born.
I love it. Well, because it took you on a journey too, because the app in itself is also a journey when it comes to building it. So being able to go from where you wanted the name to be to something that you are fully embracing and embodying now, it's a lot of fun to always just have the background of how you came up with a name for it.
It is fun. And, you know, when the fox kind of came, you know, rhymed and came attached with the proxy, it just made so much sense because, you know, foxes are smart and sly and they, you know, they can get everything taken care of. So I liked the little analogy there.
I love it. Awesome. And my second question for you is, if you were to give one piece of advice to our audience, what would it be?
That is, you know, that's a good one. And I like to I definitely have a passion for entrepreneurs and helping give back in the ways that I've been given in this field. For me, my biggest piece of advice is to continually reevaluate your goals. And the best way that I can describe that is to literally put an event on your calendar every 3 months that you sit down and you reevaluate where you're at. And the biggest reason I say that is because there are a lot of squirrels, there are a lot of shiny objects, there's so much information coming at you all the time, and so many opportunities coming at you all the time. And it's very easy to kind of get off track and kind of lose sight of what your original intentions were. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but it just means that, you know, if you're checking in with yourself every once in a while, then you can really make sure that even if things have been tweaked and changed and modified, that you're still kind of in line with where you want to get to. I had an experience, I don't know, you know, right before I created the app, where I had a couple different ideas I was looking into, and I had to do some serious soul searching about, like, okay, where is my family at right now? And every entrepreneur's situation is different. You might have kids, you might not, you might, you know, be married, you might not. But for me, I do. And I had to really think about the ages of my kids, you know, who was in school, who wasn't, what, you know, what the situation was and what I wanted out of it, and what was going to be manageable for us as a family and for me in my career. So, doing a lot of that digging is the reason I went more towards the app, because it was something I could do on a smaller budget. I could, you know, kind of invest a lot of DIY time into it, but I wasn't going to have to go out and get investors and be losing sleep at night and thinking, you know, along those lines. So I thought a lot about that, and I wanted to, you know, going back to being an important influence for my kids, I also want to be a great mom for my kids. So I didn't want to, at their young age, take too much away from, you know, from their lives with my career. I wanted to have something that was very manageable. So it's just, I think that whatever your situation, whatever your circumstances are, it's just very easy to kind of, you know, get off track. And so if you just take some time and you really make that an actual event to do every 3 months or so, and just make sure that things are all lining up for you, because, you know, you don't, you know, it's, there's just too much coming at you.
Well, anything, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I love that, because if we don't necessarily take the time to check in with ourselves, just like you said, we can get so off track that by the time we end up checking in with ourselves, it's not anything like what we thought it was going to be. And making sure that we're still true to our why and why we started and how we're doing things, it really lends to us having more peace of mind, knowing that we're on the direction that we want to go in and not necessarily listening to everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I totally agree. I think it's really important. And, you know, you have to look at the big picture of where you want to be, and that picture can change, but you just have to make sure that, you know, that your heart and your mind and your career path are all set.
Definitely. So we like to end every episode with a fun question.
Yes, I know.
And you had asked for us to ask this one in particular, and that is, you're a new addition to the crayon box. What color would you be, and what would you name it in?
Well, I thought a little bit about this, it kind of just stemmed from an experience I had last weekend. Sam, you're in Southern California, so you know that we have had a lot of rain this year, crazy, unusual amounts of rain. And the desert wildflowers are, you know, at an unprecedented blooming level. So we had some guests in town last weekend, and we took them out to Anza Borrego State Park, and we got to see just the early stages of the wildflowers. And so my color would be Desert in Bloom, because It is just spectacular to see the colors that are you know, emerging out there. Every purple and pink and orange, and when you think of a desert, you think so often of, you know, browns and coppers and maybe a little bit of, you know, pale blues. But I mean, these colors were just phenomenal. So it really spoke to me. It really spoke to, you know, my personality, how beautifully life can change if you're willing to take the time to open your eyes and see it. So I would be desert in bloom, and I would be one of those crayons that's just kind of like all the mix, like you turn it a different way, be a different color.
That's exactly what I was picturing when you were describing it, like the colors, and you said desert in bloom, and then you described all the colors you saw, and I was like, it's a multi-crayon.
I wouldn't want to leave a single one out because it was kind of the perfect combination.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds gorgeous.
Yes.
Get out. Yeah, no, that's one of the things I heard recently was that our lovely rains are going to have all of the California poppies in a very, very large bloom this year. So they're all going to be, so if you drive up, I think even just straight up the coast, you'll be able to see a lot of poppies, and they're going to be everywhere.
Okay, so for my next episode, you can just jot it down. I'm going to be the California poppy. A whole another set of gorgeous colors, but yeah, this one's fresh in my mind, so I'll go with the desert.
Yes, no, I'm sure all of our allergies are appreciative of of the extra blooming flowers we have this year. But thank you so very much for being on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. I love what you're doing. I love what you're sharing with your listeners, and I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, we loved having you on. For everyone who is listening, you guys can go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for all of the show notes and resources from this episode. And to continue the conversation, you guys can go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook to join in the conversation all week long. We will chat with you guys later. Thank you so much. We had so much fun with you today.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.